Okay, we're on the Chasidus Mevoeres, page Resh Samach Beis. We're in the 15th chapter of the Tanya, Chelek Gimel of that chapter. We now are going to go back to the, we've discussed the idea now of the two types of Beinonis. The Beinoni who is serving Hashem because he's struggling with his Yetzer, and the Beinoni who's not serving Hashem insofar as that he's not struggling with his Yetzer, even though he is doing mitzvahs. So that pasuk now that we referred back to when the Navi talked about the difference between the tzaddik and the rasha and the Ovid Elohim and the non-Ovid Elohim. So the tzaddik is a real tzaddik. The rasha is a real rasha. The one who serves Hashem is the Beinoni who struggles. The one who doesn't serve Hashem is the Beinoni who doesn't struggle. But now we have to still come back to the Gemara that makes its own analysis of the differences here, and we have to fit that in as well. Now it's understood what it says in the Gemara. The person who serves Hashem is the guy who learns his Talmud 101 times. The one who does not serve Hashem, he only studies his Talmud 100 times. So how does that fit into what the Tanya has now been explaining? The Tanya explains that the Ovid Elohim is the guy who's been struggling to overcome his nature. The non-Ovid Elohim is the Benoni who's doing this, but he's not struggling against his nature. But the Gemara seems to say a whole different answer is it's between 101 and 100 times. How do you fit that into what the Tanya is saying? That is the question. So now the commentary explains the question, even though I just explained it. When the Gemara explains the difference between someone who serves Hashem and doesn't serve Hashem, the Tevayot Tzadik Gemara, it seems that both of them are tzaddikim. In other words, not rishoyim, not rishoyim. Doesn't mean tzaddik gomer, but ratzolem ha'nashim k'shem v'lo rishoyim chasom. People that are kosher Jews are not rishoyim. So the Gemara acknowledges, because it's saying a guy who learns 101 times, 100 times, clearly not in the Russia realm. Clearly not. But it says, you can't compare a guy who learns 100 times, 101. In the brackets, he's quoting Rashi now, with Rashi's commentary on the Gemara. Even though they're both tzaddikim, don't serves equally, that one works harder. And the Gemara asks over, the Gemara comes up with the next question. For one time less, you call him not serving Hashem? That's Gemara asks it. You can tell me a guy learns the Gemara 100 times not serving Hashem? Gemara says, that's true. There's Gemara now. Say Lamad, go and learn. Mishuk shel chamrin. Look in the shuk, the marketplace of the camel drivers. What are the asara parsi bezuzah? If you hiring a camel or a donkey, whatever, to go out for 10 parsos, a distance of 10 parsos, it costs a zuz. That's the rate. Chadasar parsi, 11 parses. It's one more parsa. Trey zuzi, it's two zuz. In other words, you get to a point where we just don't, same with the, like certain cab drivers. You cross deals, but not so much. We just double the fare. In other words, certain amount, it's a TTC. Draw on the camel.
The TTC.
Yeah, the extra fare. That's exactly a double fare. You're only going one stop more. Once you pass that zone, once you cross deals.
So it could be 120. It's not 101. It's just over 100.
And once you're going over the line, once you're past the boundary, it's a brand new ticket. So that's Gemara's answer. So the commentary says, it doesn't make, what kind of answer is that? Just for that one extra time he goes out in the morning, he gets so much more. Or for that one extra parsa, he gets so much more. And we could say he's working more. We could say he's working more than the other guy. But to say the other guy's not working at all. Well, Kate's in the Lord, how could you say, how can you say the difference between 100 and 101 is so big? Because of this one time, you kind of together, it's like a whole new category. Vikar B'Shem Ovid Elohim is considered a guy who serves God. You're charging one, you're charging two. Okay, fine, I'm charging more. But to say, 100 is you don't serve Hashem. 101, you do serve Hashem. What's going on? A whole categorical difference from the one? Even after the Gemara's answers. What do we got to say? What do we have to say? What is the Gemara telling us? We have to say, we'll have to explain it. We have to say, no, 101 is a totally different category, because that's what Gemara is saying. We have to accept it. We have to figure it out now, which he will explain. This can be explained based on what was said before. Now, based on what we learned last week in the Tanya, he's going to say it's going to make sense. Because what's an Oved Elohim? What's the person who says Hashem? Who al shem ha omel ha yigiva mochamene gedatever ha bami yitzra. That's the real effort, the struggle to overcome that yitzhara. That's the real point of it all. And Oved Elohim is a guy who's less struggling. So now we continue in the words of the Tanya. Now I guess we have to accept what he's saying here. Fahainu, and this is why. Mishum Mishmem, in the days of the Gemara, Hayarigilus, the normal Talmud Chacham way of learning, was Lishnos Koperek Mepam, to learn every chapter 100 times. That was the accepted view of learning Torah. Kisa of the Gemara, as it talks about in the Gemara over there. Mashal Mishuk Shal Chamorim. Look, they gave the example of the marketplace where they rent out the donkeys. Shiniskarim LeEsser Paras Gezuza. Where you rent out for 10 parsos, you charge 1 zuz. Ulachar Asor, and 11 parsoi, betray zuz, is 2 zuz. And they should yosef and lose. Because why? Not, no, we really got to understand. So why did they charge so much more? Why charge so much more for that one extra kilometer? The answer is, because it's much more than what they're normally used to. In other words, the normal average amount that a donkey can go with its used to going is 10 parsos. Once you're going beyond 10, you are now, you know, just like, you know, how far can you walk without getting really tired? Whatever it is, 10 miles, let's say. Once you're hitting past the 10 miles, every foot is like, every step you take, it's not like the first 10 miles of steps. It's like it's twice the effort, 5 times the effort, whatever it is. Once you've passed a certain level, in which the donkey is used to going 10 parsos. That's the typical donkey amount without it, you know, overheating. Right, the donkey range without it overheating or even the, or whatever it is. That's the typical. Once you're going beyond, you're making the donkey exert itself beyond, and that will, you know, that's what you know, wear and tear on a donkey, you know. And the wear and tear becomes excessive when it's after 10, because it's way beyond what's normal for the donkeys. So for that extra one, right, because, and that's what Rashi says. Rashi says on the 10 parses, Rashi says, shekfar nogun, that was the custom. The way donkeys were worked for 10 parses and not more. Since that extra parse is more than what's usual, then you got to pay double because it's much more effort to do anything more than that 10. So now we understand what it's coming to teach us. If a guy learns 100 times, he's done the normal way. That's accepted. He's learning more than what the normal way of learning, and that becomes harder, qualitatively harder, because now learning that one more time than the 100, that already is a bigger struggle with the Yetzer, because that's, nobody does that extra one. Ulachem continues the Tanya. Zos hapama mevachas, this 101th time, which is more than what you're accustomed to from your youth, shkula kenakum, is equal to all the other 100. As it goes on top of them with greater loftiness and greater strength. Therefore he's called one who serves Hashem. Explains the Balatani. That's the reason why if you learn 101 times, your service is a different quality than the one who learns 100 times. Because of this extra one time, the extra one, so he has to go against the natural desire which people only do 100 times. So that's going, that was in the times of the Gemara. I mean, halavai, you know.
I'm just reviewing once.
For us, if we would review once, yeah, that'd be there saying Oved Hashem and not Oved Hashem. Because for us, review is unheard of.
Why is that?
Whatever it is, that's the way it is. But anyway, whatever it's not what you don't want to do. So that's what the one is. You're fighting against your nature. So that 101th time, that extra one time, that's the one that's the Oved Elohim time. The first 100 is not the Oved Elohim because you're not struggling more than that.
You used to say that about push-ups as well. It's the last one that counts, not all the ones before.
The last 10 pounds is harder than the first. Isn't that true? You can lose the first 20, 30 pounds, not a problem.
Well, it's not a problem.
But it's doable, but it's 10 times harder to do than the last 10 pounds.
The thing is, to get a 90 average is hard, but you can do it. But to get a 96 average or 97, it's always those last couple grades that are really challenging to get because they're really high up there.
Okay, continuing the Chassidus verse. V'lachein, therefore, lo zu bilvad shepama me'eva achash shkula keneged kol ha'me'epam. Not only is the 101th time equal to all the 100, u'kumashal, for example, sha'over ha'parsa achas yisera me'ashalmim es osas chum shemashalmim avor asara parsa v'shalmim. Just like in the analogy, for 11 parsas, you get a whole, that for the extra one, you get a whole dinar. You get the whole same amount as the 10. So that shows you that 101th is equal to the 100 because the 11th parsa gets the same, that one extra parsa gets the same price as the 10 before. So not only that, Elohotos, more than this, she oilo agabeim, it's higher than them, the yesterday's vessels, with more power. Your sneaker, because now you're called an Oved Elohim. It's not just you get the same price, you get more, but now you are called an Oved Elohim. That's what you are now become, and you are called. Right? Klomer, meaning to say, next page. Hamzu, this one extra time, Makbiyas Adam, it lifts the person. Umeviyas Alechazars, and brings him to a different quality. Vinalis Yosher, and higher than Babar Hashem in service Hashem. Right? So, Shehilamal Lagamim, Mikol Meya Hapamim Gam Yachad. More than worth the 100 together. It's more than the analogy. Analogy says the one parsa is equal to the 10. We're saying now that one of 101 is higher than the 100. Finally, Bechinos Oved Elohim, because the Pasuk says now you're an Oved Elohim. Before you weren't considered an Oved Elohim. Shekein Torah Zu. Well, Shem HaMilchama Negatev Yetzer, because that name of being a servant of Hashem, that is regarding the power of the war. That war against your nature makes you an Oved Elohim. Regarding our issue, He's Gabris Negatev Gilus HaMasiyem HaShaloh Basmod of Atar. This will apply for your working extra hard against what you're normally accustomed to when we're dealing with diligence in Torah. Okay. Now,
Is there an aspect of, if your intention is to do that extra one, then the 100 that you're doing beforehand.
What do you mean your intention is to do? What do you mean if your intention is to do the extra
planning,
one as opposed
you're
to what?
To do 101.
From
so,
when?
So you have to do the 100 in order to do the 101st.
Okay.
So does it go back and retroactively say something about the 100?
But 100 you do every day, every time. That's your
norm. You can't do the 100.
Well, listen, let's put it this way. You can't always, there's certain things you're always doing in Yiddishkeit that you can't do better. You know, you put on tefillin every day. It's not a struggle anymore. Not only will keep putting on tefillin. So we're going to say it's
keeping kosher. Is keeping kosher a struggle for you, Paul?
I guess maybe in thought, but if it would be an issue, if it would be hard, you would do it.
But that we and call this, that, we learned that in...
But you already called an Oved Elohim. You are now, once you're doing this, we call you, you now have the stamp. Paul, you're an Oved Elohim. Even though some things aren't hard, not everything can be hard for you. We can't make it hard if it's not hard anymore.
Yeah. There's still things you can do. I mean, even with tefillin, you could have a better kavana with respect to tefillin.
Okay.
Put it on every day, but unless
okay, so you have a better kavana.
That's 101st.
Yeah, but what about for putting on, what about just for the part of the putting on the tefillin without the kavana? Certain things, you know, they become your habit. You can't not make it your habit, and you can't be punished for it. You know, certain things, it's an automatic, that, and there's not much more you can do in terms of the actual physical putting on the tefillin.
The accuracy. But
I'm saying, it's okay, you've done that already. You've done that every year. So what else can you do? So machshava, that's 101 already. So that's the area where, but Hashem's not going to fault you for doing what you have to do that's in the pattern. But the question is, what do we call you? Do we call you an Oved Elohim? Well, no, you never struggle on anything. So then you're not an Elohim. But if you struggle where you have to struggle, Even though there's areas where you don't have to struggle, and you're going to do it anyway because you have to put on tefillin, and you're not going to, it's not a struggle. So what, should we now make it a struggle for you? Yeah. Don't worry, but Hashem, as we learned in the Parsha class, if you've heard it yet, Hashem always find an area to make you struggle. Yeah. And that will always show you that you're an Oved Elokim.
You don't go look for it, but...
Hashem will, I see, here's the beauty of it. Now, I really should have said on the tape. He says, Hashem is doing this so you can be called an Oved Elokim.
Right, that's what he's doing.
If he doesn't do it, you're going to get used to whatever beautiful level you're on. And even it was hard for a long time to get there, but once you're on that level... And you're used to a level way beyond everybody else. So over time, once you're totally used to it, you're not an Oved Elokim anymore.
You've lost it.
So Hashem now wants you to become an Oved Elokim. So he has to give you something new that you weren't. That was the whole thing with Yaakov. Bikesh Leisha Bashalva. He wants to live in tranquility. It really means he didn't realize that. He didn't realize it. It means you don't want to be an Oved Elokim. You don't want to struggle anymore. And Hashem
said, "Whatever when he was in Mitzrayim."
So
I was told.
When he was in Mitzrayim, it's like he was
17 years.
It's like he was gone. Like he was in the next.
So he had his retirement.
It's the same thing. All the others, they kind of got a certain point in their life. They're ready in Olam Haba.
Okay.
They're ready in Olam Haba.
So we're talking.
Remember, when you already reached your purpose in life, so really Hashem can take you. But then Hashem will say, "I'll leave you around because other people will benefit from you."
Yeah, the world needs you.
The world will benefit from you. You're not going to do anything more. You've been what you can be, and that's it. You're not going to get any better, and I don't even expect you to get any better. So really, I should take you away, and that's fine. You come to Olam Haba. He says, "Nah, you got a lot of children, grandchildren. You know what? They benefit by seeing you doing what you do. You're not going to be any better, but they'll benefit." So Yaakov, the 70 souls. Benefited from seeing Yaakov, but those last 17 years, that was already Olam Haba.
Although, don't we say
same that? Avram Avinu, at the end of his life, once Yitzhak took over, it's Olam Haba. All the Avos, Yitzhak. We don't hear about him anymore, but they're still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're living their Olam Haba. Why Torah doesn't talk about it? Because Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba things.
Okay.
You know, that makes sense. That was the best years of his life, because it wasn't years of struggling, but he really wasn't impacting. He wasn't accomplishing more. Just enjoying this world. It's like the times of Mashiach. It's a transition between this world and Mashiach in Olam Haba. So it's a transition. So he transitions out.
Rabbi, how do we understand that in terms of, we say that every breath someone takes is an additional...
It is, but it doesn't mean you're working any harder.
No, but I mean...
It's not like you're growing.
No, but Yaakov living for another 17 years was not just... for everyone to see him, because surely his...
But that's all. That's all. Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's just for Hashem's benefit. It's not for the person's benefit. It's not the person's benefit.
So, can we say that he's almost saying the same point as the Ramchal with Nekudas Bechira, where you have
Ramchal
this.
Wasn't Nekudas Bechira as much as Michtav Meliyahu coins that term Nekudas Bechira.
So it was
the same idea.
Okay.
Same idea. Okay, let's continue with the words. So now in the brackets. So now, what is the content of this higher level that a person works, fights against his nature, and he serves Hashem with more than what's usual? That because of this, so why is it considered categorically different, qualitatively different? It's called a servant of Hashem. The Rebbe is going to explain now more. These are the words of the Tanya now. Mipnei kedei l'shanos teva regilos. That in order for a person to change, what do you got to do to change your nature? Okay, you got to change your nature. What do you got to do? Oh, I'm going to change my nature. Like, what are you act? What's the mechanics? What are you actually doing that will trigger the change? Because all that I want to go beyond. I want to do it. I want to go against my nature. I want to not yell at people anymore. Okay, just wanting to. Okay, I really want. What do you do? You have to do something to make that change happen, and that's what makes it the quality. What is that? So he says, "Sarach la'oirer es ha'ava la'Hashem."
Yes,
he has to arouse more love of Hashem. That he should reflect upon the greatness of Hashem in his brain. Lishlot al hateva shebechalol hasmali.
Wow.
To rule over the nature of what's in the left ventricle. So you've got to do something, and what do you have to do? So that it becomes the push. That's what's going to push it. The love of Hashem, that creates a force. And that force can make the person now want to go beyond his nature. There's got to be that catalyst to want to go beyond your nature. But Amram, when the Gemara says, the Gemara says, learning 101 times, it's called a servant of Hashem, serving Hashem. It's not about a guy who just, for the moment, overcomes himself. For the moment. The low maid, and he learns, Pam Achas, the Yechidi Yosef goes, because he learns, this time I'll learn one time more. I'll just push myself. It doesn't mean one time you did it. You always learn that way. Now, maybe one time you could always, you know, you want to show off, I could do it, you know. But that's not what you're going to do all the time. But if you want to do it constantly, that's only when you are controlling your nature. He now changes that nature. So once he has control over his nature, every moment, every moment he now can go against his nature. He's saying a very important idea over here. He's saying the point is to show that you have the ability to go against your nature. That is part of your arsenal that you've developed. To be a person who, no, it's not just this one thing, I'm going to learn 101 times. But then when my wife makes me crazy, I yell and scream because that's my nature. No, it means any single thing that you do where you're going to be required to go against your nature, you just plug in the go against nature mode. And a lot of things is natural. You're just putting on tefillin. That's natural. I don't have to fight it. But then all of a sudden something happens that for you to do what Hashem wants, you got to go against your nature. So you're showing that you can go against your nature. It means you're always going against your nature, not just once. So, okay, I learned 101 times. But the other seven places in my life that I can't go against my nature, I don't go. No, that's just a sign that you can always go against your nature. That's the real point. And that is a person who now has to have a tremendous love for Hashem. Because then he can always go against your nature. Let's see, the footnote is going to add to this. 27. Ketor over Elohim, because the term of a servant of Hashem, la'amitaso, truly, Meir, it teaches, and the bracket says, not just the effort to fight against your nature and to overcome it. It's not just the fight, but also hamachama hapnimius, the inner battle. In other words, not just the, okay, I'll learn it one more time. So one time I'll do it one more time. But it's the inner battle. Lasos es ateva, lashanos es ateva. To change the nature. Miloshan, from the words of Oros Avodim, Ukamo Al Derek Mashal, for example, in other words, people, the idea of working on a material, on skins, tanning hides. Mashal, Ibud Oros, when you tan hides, the Gemara uses the terminology Avoda. It calls it Oros Avodim. It calls it hides that have been worked over. It uses the word Avoda to describe the tans that have been, hides that have been worked over. So you need a lot of effort to change the nature of that hide. The hide, it was a piece of skin on a cow. It don't look like that when it's Sefer Torah.
No.
Whoa. That's a big change. Oh, I put a little ink on it. No. You gotta, it's a big job that you gotta do. And you've totally changed it into something else. The word avoda means you've changed something from one reality to another reality. And I guess in hides, it's such a big change. To make him shoes. You're looking at a cow and you see shoes. Oh, I see five pairs of shoes. What are you talking about, five pairs of shoes? I see a cow. No. If you work hard, you change the nature of the skin on the cow, you'll have five pairs of shoes. That's what avoda means. Right? In the brackets. But even after the inner change, he's still after all, remember guys, you're only a Benoni. You're not a tzaddik. You always still are fighting every day against your Yetzirah. I think you have your minion today, Martin. But some of them, as we'll see shortly in a minute. So that's the idea. You still, even though you're fighting, and you do every time. You come against your nature every time you win. That only can get you to be called a Beinoni, still. Still not called a Tzaddik, because the Tzaddik is beyond that. Totally beyond that. That's what it means Oved Elokim. Why didn't it say Oved Hashem? Why is it the word Elokim? Why didn't it say Oved Yud Kei Vav Kei?
Nature.
Because the name Elokim is nature.
Nature.
Ki Elokim begematria HaTeva. Because Elokim is the same numerical value, 86, as HaTeva, the nature. Sheshem Elokim hu magein v'nartek hu mastir eskilu Shem Havayah. Because Elokim is what protects and hides the revelation of Hashem. When Hashem operates Elokim, you don't see the Hashem there. So you only see nature. When a guy is engaged when serving Hashem more than his nature, he changes his nature. Nikra Oved Elokim is called the servant of Elokim. He's working on that nature. So Hester Hanirtak, it shouldn't be hidden like that Shem Elokim. He's working on the Elokim part to cut through the Elokim. Because it's not just nature. It's beyond nature is what he's working on.
Whoa.
Net after the brackets. The bottom line there. Oh, Tam Shigar Elokim Dafka. Why is another reason why it's called Oved Elokim Dafka is why? Oh, you have to look later on in other comments. Okay, fine. So let's just
stop there.
What time is it? It is 8 o'clock. So good place to stop.
Say, Rabbi?
So that's a very big idea he's told us here.
Because now an evidence.